This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
One of the greatest songs in pop history, Simply Red, is the band. Stars is the song. Same album name.
Released in 1991.
That is correct. That is correct.
Which was still kind of the 80s.
No!
I teed that one up. Sorry, Scott.
No. And I have a song coming up at 5 o'clock. Don't tell her, Sam, that I know Dana is going to absolutely love.
Oh, I cannot
okay.
wait.
Okay.
But it, too, is, well, that was not an 80s song. That was 91. It is from the very early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, 1980 exactly.
Mm.
But you know this song.
Part of the 70s.
And you love this song.
Good. I cannot wait.
Okay. Did I hear that the NFL is going to Australia now?
The NFL announced today. So far, let's do a little recap. Where have they been? They played a game in Brazil.
Several in London.
We have Germany. They are now, starting in 2026, they will have their first game in a four-year partnership in Melbourne, Australia.
Well, they love Aussie rules football down there, which is an amazing sport.
That I still don't understand, but love to watch.
Going global.
Okay.
Aussie.
I wish they would get back to NFL Europe. Oh, by the way, speaking of Aussie, Ozzy Osbourne, who I think is being exploited by his wife Sharon, will reunite with all of the original members of Black Sabbath for the first time in 20 years in a gig that will be his last. Okay, Kiss. And that's being billed as the greatest heavy metal show ever, according to promoters. It's going to be in Birmingham, England, where the band started, at the home of Aston Villa Football Club. The band, one of the most influential of all heavy metal bands, true, will headline the Back to the Beginning show on July 5th.
Okay.
Quoting here from Osbourne in a statement, I'm sure Sharon wrote it, it's my time to go back to the beginning.
Oh, my God.
You hate Sharon.
I do.
Oh, my God.
She has propped him up on stage years after she should have let him go home. It is my time to go back to the beginning, time for me to give back to the place where I was born. How blessed am I to do it with the help of people whom I love. Birmingham is the true home of metal. Birmingham forever. Opening acts. It's an all-day event. Include Slayer, Alice in Chains, and Metallica.
Ugh. Sounds
that's a long
awful.
Day that for that a lot sounds, of gray-haired people.
That sounds like heaven on earth.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
Let's go.
See, here's my problem with Sharon. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2020, had extensive spinal surgery in 2023, has had health issues since 2003 following a near-fatal bike crash, injuries that were aggravated in 2019. He's like 80 years old.
But is perhaps, he really? Is he 80?
He's up there. I'll look.
Perhaps he wants to keep doing it.
He doesn't.
He is 76 years old.
Thank you,
Sam. Well, so is Don Henley, and he's doing great. cannot wait to see me some Don Henley next week.
I can't wait for you.
Love me some Don Henley.
I can't wait for you. That'll be fun.
You should go down to New Orleans. The Eagles are going to be there Sunday.
Okay, speaking of the Eagles, that was a horrible, horrible joke. But Guys Snacks, you know, Guys Snacks loves KC.
They're fantastic.
Just wrote on Twitter, Todd in the warehouse was just blasting Hotel California on his lunch break. Absolutely not nothing Eagles this week. Okay, that's funny.
Do you remember the old Guys Snacks commercial here in town? When you're getting ready for the game, make sure you grab some Guys chips and grab some Guys nuts.
Well, if you're going to have the chips, you can't leave the nuts out.
Right.
I had forgotten about that.
ABC News, Marcus Jordan, the son of basketball legend Michael Jordan, was arrested on drug and resisting arrest charges in Florida after he got his vehicle stuck on train tracks. The 34-year-old Orlando resident was arrested shortly before 2 o'clock yesterday morning in a town called Maitland, after an officer saw a blue Lamborghini SUV that appeared to be stopped on the railroad tracks. The officer notified Sunrail, the commuter rail system in the area, to alert them there was a vehicle on the tracks, and then approached the SUV. The officer reported that he smelled alcohol coming from the vehicle and the driver had slurred speech and red bloodshot eyes.
Maitland is just north of downtown Orlando.
Thank you.
Something tells me that Dad doesn't want him starting with this line when he is encountered by police.
Do you know who I am?
First line, I am Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael Jordan.
I don't care. I need you to step out. Police learned the vehicle had allegedly just fled from a traffic stop initiated in Seminole County. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 34 years old.
Yeah, this is not a teenager.
Oh, whoa. He told the police officer as he was getting out of the vehicle, I am Marcus Jordan.
Yeah, Sam wasn't kidding. He actually
I am Michael Jordan's son.
That was his opening line.
That was his opening line.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were just spitballing and saying he...
No, that's actually what he said.
Yeah. Oh.
He literally said, do you know who I am?
The officer was like,
I don't care.
Get out of the car.
Yeah. Not a good look.
He went on to say, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just trying to get home and I made a wrong turn.
You made a wrong turn, all right.
Was the wrong turn before or after you fled a traffic stop?
The last thing I wanted to do was put my car in the tracks. Obviously, it's a $330,000 car.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting somewhere. Entitled party of one.
By the way, they found cocaine inside of the Lamborghini.
Oh, it was Lambo. All right, this is my favorite story ever, and it was in the stack a couple days ago, and we forgot it, and you just teed this right up. Deputies seize an accused burglar's truck, so he calls 911 on them. This is in Colorado. This actually happened.
Okay.
An accused burglar who discovered his pickup truck missing called 911, and oh, he found out what happened to it. Deputies had earlier seized the truck as evidence. They met the caller to take a report on this, quote, stolen truck and then arrested him. This is what happened. The guy was stealing lumber from a home under construction in Colorado. People saw him, yelled. He goes inside. Cops come flying. They're looking for the guy. They can't find him. He flees on foot, Scott, but leaves his pickup truck behind. So deputies have the truck towed as evidence as they continue looking for the burglar.
And the lumber theft.
This idiot then calls 911 when he comes back to the scene and can't find his truck and says, someone has stolen my truck. Could you describe the truck?
Filled with lumber?
Yeah. He describes the truck and they go, oh, absolutely. We will be right out. We will come meet you and let's take a report on that truck. They arrest the guy when they show up.
Well, good.
Happened about 30 miles from Denver.
Get to the story about the airplanes.
Yeah, it hasn't been a good, I mean...
It hasn't been a good couple of years.
That is fair.
How many stories do we read a month on near misses on runways and stuff like that?
The video is just now starting to rear its head on social media, but it was a Japan Airlines plane that was taxiing.
In Seattle
that then clipped a Delta jet that was either just pulling in or trying to pull out.
Huh.
Japanese Airlines plane taxiing across the tarmac at Seattle-Tacoma Airport today struck a parked Delta Airlines plane, leaving the plane's body damaged, but nobody hurt. Happened around 10 o'clock this morning. There's photos, there's video. There was a woman who says, quote, we were sitting on the tarmac and another plane just ran into us, just casually sliced into our tail. Very scary. Another passenger said the entire plane shook. The Airplane is, quote, getting inspected now.
I'm so glad my daughter's training to be a pilot.
Well, you also have to take into account that there are millions of flights every single day, and we have one of these.
Are there millions or, like, hundreds of thousands?
Okay, there are hundreds of thousands of flights every single day, and we have one of these every couple of weeks.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point, Sam.
I mean, as Jesse Reed really emphasized with us, it is still the safest form of travel by numbers.
But, Sam, all of these things that have happened, you know, this is not like an entire system goes down or the brakes fail. It's humans not paying attention.
And also, are we seeing more because there are cameras and social media and as this stuff, these fender benders, have these been happening all along?
Yeah,
and we just lack the means to get it out to a larger, wider audience.
Let me ask you this. When they were inspecting the plane, I hope to God they weren't getting ready to take off. I would be like, my butt is getting off this plane right now.
There's no way that plane
you
took off.
You can do your little inspection and fill out your report. I'm not staying on this plane.
Is it possible, though, that with the population growing as it has, people loving to travel, that our skies have just become
too crowded.
Congested?
It is possible. Can we address the phrase near miss?
Yeah, that was not a near miss.
Nope, that was
you made contact.
That was a near hit.
Opposite of near miss.
It wasn't a near hit.
Well, this was a hit.
It was a hit.
He clipped the tail.
But we always say, and I get it, it's the FAA guideline, the terminology, the jargon is near miss. But when you get really close to something and you don't hit it, it's a near hit.
I agree.
You missed it. It's a definite miss.
We almost collided. We somehow failed to not collide barely.
You could say a near collision.
No.
No, they collided.
We're not talking about this one. We're talking about the term.
913-586.
Wait.
7798.
While in sequence for de-icing, the tail of the Delta 737 aircraft reportedly, quote, made contact with the wingtip of another aircraft.
No, it hit it.
I agree with you, Sam.
Yeah, I don't like the terminology either.
The aerial vehicles collided.
913-586-7798. If you want to weigh in. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III.
Like to make contact?
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Take it on the run, babe. Story here, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has approved the first ever clinical trials testing pig kidney transplants in people with kidney failure, marking a major step forward in cross-species transplantation. Two companies, United Therapeutics Corporation and eGenesis, have been cleared to begin their studies this year. If successful, these trials could revolutionize organ transplanting, helping address the severe shortage of donor kidneys. I thought we had already tried this before where we had put a kidney, a pig kidney, in a human being.
I think there was one patient where they tried it because he was terminal. This was like a last-ditch effort to see if it worked. Mm-hmm. And he survived for a handful of weeks or maybe a couple of months if memory serves.
That sounds right.
So there have been 5 people in the United States who have received a pig organ of any kind. The longest living trial lasted 71 days.
Yeah. 71 days. More than 500,000 Americans have kidney failure. Nearly 100,000 of them are on a transplant waiting list. Yet fewer than 25,000 kidney transplants were performed in 2023.
Yeah.
And many patients wait years or die before receiving a donor organ.
It's not good.
No, it's not.
And they spoke to the guy. I believe there was a guy who got a pig heart.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And they asked him, why did you do this? And his response was simply, I was going to die no matter what.
He wanted to help other people. He said, if me trying this, I'm going to die anyway. And if me trying this can help further science and help someone else, it was a very, very noble thing to do.
From Fox News, as cannabis is legalized in more states across the country, new research points to the negative side effects of partaking too much. Researchers from the University of Colorado looked into the impact of recent and lifetime cannabis use on brain function during cognitive testing. The study published in JAMA Open Network, which is different than JAMA, is the largest of its kind, according to the university. The cannabis users were tested on their working memory, which is the ability to retain and use information to perform tasks like solving a math problem.
What?
Exactly. The results showed that 63% of heavy lifetime marijuana users. Can we stop using the word cannabis, please?
Yeah. Well, it's cannabis products.
It's a lot of letters.
Marijuana is a plant, and then the chemical is cannabis. It's cannabis products.
Yeah, but we just all call it marijuana.
Pot, weed.
Lifetime
the
pot
devil's
users.
Lettuce.
That's right. That's right.
The gateway drug. Lifetime marijuana users demonstrated reduced brain activity while completing a working memory task. 68% of recent marijuana users exhibited a similar impact. All right, so in the short term, it makes you dumber.
Well, yeah, and if you read the study, it's specifically about the effects of while you're using it. So you get good and high, and then they ask you questions, and they say your memory sucks. Well, have somebody get plowed drunk
and
do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You could do that with wine.
Yeah.
I don't need anything else fogging up my brain. I have enough of that on my own. Listen to this. We might hold this over as a topic, Scott. A Michigan woman is suing the bank where she worked after she says she was fired for taking leave to be with her dying daughter. Terry Estep filed the lawsuit February 3rd, where she worked at Huntington Bank for more than 28 years. Sadly, in April of 2023, her adult daughter, Samantha, was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm. Samantha lived in California, and Terry used her vacation time to take trips to see her. She also used the bank's caretaker time off program. Sadly, her daughter's condition worsened. She was hospitalized. Her mom used the FMLA leave to take time off work to go be with her. And she was gone from March 27th to April 26th.
So less than 1 month.
Less than 1 month to go care for her daughter who was in the final stages of cancer. Because she came back to work at the end of April, her daughter took a turn for the worse and died.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She said to her boss, I have to go back. I have to go back to help my daughter. And they fired her. Can they do that?
I don't think so. And it sounds like they're looking for a reason.
So it has to be within reason. And if it is a small company, and this is where we go to our listeners. If you are a small company, can you afford, even under the boundaries of whatever the law says, to have someone be gone for a month and then when they return say, I have to turn right back around and go back? I don't think she should have been fired. But no. If you own a business, you're saying, look, at some point, you have to come to work.
Yeah, at some point, the dam breaks.
And they don't want to go through the process of hiring a replacement to then fire them a month later.
But
hey, sorry, Joni's back.
But have a little compassion.
I agree.
It is a bank, so it's not like they only have two employees.
They're saying her departure was, quote, unrelated to her FMLA leave, but we can't comment. It's a personnel issue. She had worked there almost 30 years.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a golden employee.
Where is the compassion for somebody who is losing their kid? I mean, come on. And then you wonder why some people hate corporate America.
Was the branch recently absorbed?
No. Her boss, who was there to carry out the termination, quote, was so overwrought with emotion, the boss, she was literally sobbing and unable to explain, just asked for her keys. Sobbing, asked for her keys.
Which means the decision came higher up.
Oh, yeah. Estep asked for clarity. Why am I being fired? Her boss couldn't even get through it. Said, I need your keys.
I'm of the opinion, if you're going to fire me, it should be the person who made the final decision and not somebody just following an order.
10 days after Terry was fired, her daughter Samantha died.
That's too bad.
Now, in the throes of her being fired, honestly, any parent would be like, you know what? Shove it. We'll deal with this later. Mm-hmm. I've got to get on a plane to go see my dying child.
Go ahead.
I obviously feel sorry for this woman, and I can't believe this bank branch didn't have more compassion. But just from the legal standpoint, is this a small Independent Bank?
That's what I was asking.
What city is it part of a larger? You said it was in Colorado,
it's in,
right?
I think it was Michigan.
Michigan, okay.
Because if this is an independent bank, whatever that means, and they have fewer than 50 employees, see you later.
I'm looking it up. You still can't just willy-nilly.
I agree with you. I'm just saying from a legal standpoint, they don't have to follow the FMLA restrictions.
No, you're right. Boy, ever since you got put into middle management, you sure did learn a lot about FMLA.
Sorry about your kid. You got to go.
Were you getting ready to fire us?
Just the Google machine. Simmer down in there.
Okay. Just seems like you got a little versed ever since you became assistant program director over there.
Let's turn it around and ask it this way. How long can you be off when either you are sick or your closest loved one, either up or down the ladder, is sick? We have had people in this building lose parents, Scott.
We've had women in this building get pregnant.
And yes, but I mean when it's bereavement, when it's caregiving.
Well, isn't having a baby caregiving in and of
yes,
itself?
Yes, yes.
And that's what, is that
but,
2 months
but that
for
is,
a woman?
That is, if I am pregnant, I'm going on leave, that is me. It's a little different when it is employee trying to go on leave to caregive for a daughter or a parent.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
From the text line, by the way, you're welcome to join us. We do have an open line at 913-586-7798. We're talking about a story that Dana found out of Michigan where a woman who had worked for a bank for like 28 years, sadly, her daughter was dying of cancer, and she took some time off, like 29 days, 30 days, a month, to be with her daughter as she was going through cancer and likely to die. She came back to work after a month, and her daughter, her health really went south. And so mom took another week and a half off before her daughter died in 10 days. And she goes back to work, and she's let go. From the text line, when my husband was dying of esophageal cancer, I took FMLA for 4 weeks prior to his death and another month after he passed. My employer was absolutely understanding. Good.
What I would ask, though, of our audience, like, is it possible, like in this case, where the employer starts out understanding? After the diagnosis, of course, go be with your daughter, okay? Yeah. Then 2 weeks turns into four, then she comes back, then her daughter takes a turn for the worse, she has to leave again. Is it possible that what started out as a very understanding, accommodating employer turned into, now we need to have a talk about your performance?
Well, I can still remember, this would have been in the late 90s, in the course of about 15, 16 months, my mom had, and it's not in this order, I don't think, I can't remember. I was at the hospital so much, I thought it was in General Hospital, the soap opera. She had a double hip replacement surgery. She had a heart attack. She had breast cancer, and my dad died. All in 15 months. she had to take a lot of time off work.
Life happens, though.
And she worked for an insurance company that still exists in Leavenworth. They were totally understanding.
Is that to say or to imply that there has to be more to this story?
I thought about that too earlier, Sam. You know, I mentioned in passing as Dana was reading the story, they were looking for a reason. If that's the case, though, why would you employ her for 28 years?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think in this case, Sam. If this were different, she was maybe younger, had only been there a year or two. I don't know that we'd be talking about this. You work somewhere 30 years.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to put that in front of a jury with a straight face and say, well, it wasn't because she left. It was because she wasn't performing her job up to, you know, it just,
yeah,
no one's going
to. You can get away with that after
buy
a year
that
or two.
For yeah. 30 years.
Nobody.
And again, just playing devil's advocate here, unless she had gotten complacent and was just showing up, clocking in and clocking out. Again,
yeah, but if your daughter
advocate.
Was dying, wouldn't you show up, clock in and clock out?
Yeah, you'd be a little preoccupied.
People, right?
Scott, you better hope they don't bring in new management. You're going to have a target on your back. For what? What did I say?
We made fun of the sexual harassment training videos.
You did.
Twice.
All three of us did.
And it's well documented.
I was going to go take Eric the caller, and he just dropped off.
He was going to chime in, and I had mentioned the 50-employee limit or restriction on FMLA. He has been a member of that bank for decades and says that that is a massive bank.
It is. Okay.
Multiple times the size of a very popular bank brand that we have here, UMB.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. And you got to keep in mind, to his point, when they're talking about the size of the business, it's not your branch or your, you know, we work for a radio company called Odyssey, which has thousands of employees across the country. We are a big radio company. Even if we were just one radio station in their cluster and we had 25 people here in the building, we would still qualify as a company that has thousands of employees,
right,
even though our building only has 25. That's how that works. My work allows for up to 12 weeks of FMLA per year, so 3 months. That's not bad, right? What do you get if you just had a baby? Is it 6 weeks or 8 weeks?
I only had babies a lot. It was a lot.
You did have a lot of babies.
When I was down the street, I was not here for any of the births. And back down the street, we had to cobble it together. It was like short-term disability, then long-term disability, all of your vacation.
You had to burn all your vacation.
Sick time, which I hope that's not like that today. I really do.
Well,
I usually took off 9 weeks.
Kathy in Overland Park, 586-7798. Kathy, hello.
Hello there. Well, I just wanted, since she was there nearly 30 years, she probably was near retirement anyway.
Easy.
And so they thought, well, you know, we'll just go ahead and let her go. She's been here all this time.
It's possible. But that makes it worse.
But yeah, but Kathy, first of all, be careful saying if she had been there for 28 years, she would probably be ready to retire. I've been here for 30 and I'm not. But why wouldn't you let her have some dignity and retire? If she's getting ready to retire, retire on her own terms.
Yeah, don't fire her.
Yeah, okay. Well, all employers are so different. You know, some will, some won't. So.
Yeah, okay. All right, Kathy, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Also from the text line, been there for 28 years, probably making the most in that building.
Yeah, but if...
Again,
Nothing against tellers or people who work in a bank, but I mean, unless she's the branch manager, how much is she really making? No offense to people that work in banks, but I've always heard that tellers and people who, you know, take your check or count your money for you don't really get paid that much. Now, whether that's true, I have no idea.
All right, fun Chiefs update. Apparently, there is a Chiefs bar in Philly.
There's a bar in this town for every team in the NFL.
They have decided to shut down that bar this weekend for all of the obvious reasons. They're not even going to open the Chiefs bar in Philly.
That would be a serious safety hazard.
Don't you think, Scott?
For anyone inside that bar.
Why?
Because people are crazy.
Well, Philly fans have a history of not being
very nice.
Well, they do throw snowballs at Santa and batteries at other team's fans.
The most appropriate in their response to loss. If I were a Chiefs fan and in that bar and the conclusion came to the way that the Chiefs want that game to end, I would be afraid to walk outside
afterwards. I echo what Sam's saying. I think it's a good call.
I would think every bar has a capacity that they can't go above. I would think that would probably be your most profitable day of the year.
It's called Big Charlie's Saloon, by the way.
Agreed, until everybody in that bar decides to try to go home.
Well, I mean, like, if you have a bar in town that's for Ohio State fans, like there's several Nebraska bars here in town. I know that from the old days. They're both actually on 87th Street in Lenexa. Wouldn't, if Nebraska's playing in the national title game, don't you want to open your bar?
No, listen to their post about it. Big Charlie's will be closed Super Bowl Sunday.
Huh.
We looked into several options, but we feel closing is our best option. We'd like to thank our patrons for a great season. Go Chiefs. Now that's sad. It's sad, but what else are you going to do? Well, I wouldn't want to open.
But let me ask you this. Is it possible that they're not closing because there's a safety concern, but they're Chiefs fans too and they want to watch the game at home?
We looked into several options. We feel closing is our best option.
Huh.
Read that. Security.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to open.
All right.
Well, and if they're in a bar district and you have a bunch of other bars around there and the chance start going, let's go down to Big Charlie's.
Parents groups are trying to figure out who is the genius behind a toy pillow that was sold at Aldi stores.
I included the picture for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. I couldn't help but notice. It is a cute little bluey ripoff, except for the pouch sewn below its belly and the brown bone sticking straight up out of it.
Oh.
And then the story says, let that sink in for just a second.
Yep.
The pillow is of Bluey, that's that little animated character.
Yeah.
And Bluey has a pouch around mid-waist, and there's a giant bone sticking straight up out of the pouch.
Yep. Protruding, I think, is the word you would use.
Story goes on to say, it might explain the smile on the stuffed dog's face.
Hey-o!
But it's making shoppers do a double take and has triggered a bunch of complaints as well.
14 minutes ago, there was a crash involving a semi that has closed the westbound lanes of I-70 in KCK. That is from Johnny Rollins and our reporting partners over at Channel 9 14 minutes ago. It is raining. It is dreary. It is freezing outside. And now, again, right as we head into rush hour, apparently the westbound lanes of I-70 and KCK are closed. Let me click on that and see exactly where. I'm trying to pull up Channel 9 here.
Well, at least, I mean, the roads are wet, but they're it's not freezing at the moment. It's currently 36.
It was a crash involving a tractor-trailer cab at eastbound I-70, slightly east of 435.
So out by the,
out by the Legends.
Yeah, the Legends, the racetrack.
Oh, listen to this. When the cab crossed over and rested on the median, it broke off a piece of the concrete.
Mm.
The concrete then struck two cars, including a Kansas City, Kansas Police Department vehicle.
Oh.
Officer was not injured. Westbound traffic being rerouted to 78th Street. That's a mess.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Park, Parks podcast, available at kmbz.com. Post Malone here on Dana and Parks. You know, something happened, not this past commercial break, but the one right before it. And I was just kind of scrolling through Facebook, seeing what everybody's doing, looking for reels I haven't seen yet. And I saw a trailer. I didn't click on it, thank God, for a Friends Reunited one-off episode called Chandler's Funeral.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And
that's and all
the,
dark.
The remaining five friends are standing around a headstone, and they look somber and sullen and everything. And I'm thinking to myself, before I click on this crap, I'm going to look it up. So I went to Google and everything and typed in Friends Reunited or whatever. And it's total bunk. It's not real. And they had three trailers in there that I could have watched if I wanted to that are on YouTube. But the site that I went to which I think was pretty reliable, said that the video was basically AI generated by just fans of the show.
That's terrible.
But here's what I got to thinking about. You know, there's so many of these things on Facebook. I mean, Facebook has almost become unusable with the, you know, what happens here? Click on comments for the answer, whatever. All this stuff is made up. It's not real. I know what you're going to say, Sam. It's clickbait or whatever. But what is the point in even putting up so much fake, unmonitored, unfettered garbage? I know, clickbait.
You click on it, and the more people click on it,
the more money you get. Facebook will pay you.
One of us knows.
Yes, they will.
Only one of us.
Tell them what happened with that video you posted on Facebook.
The craziest, I've never understood the rhyme or the reason for any post to take off on social media. Some of the most important things that we try to post for you all, to educate, to entertain, to inform, 15 people take a look at it. And then you post 1 6-second video about the price of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
The dumber the better.
I wish I could...
That's right.
Explain it.
It's a sad commentary on our society, but it is the truth. The dumber, the better.
Tell them what the reach is on your 6-second egg video.
You want to guess, Sam? It started out at like 30,000.
Well, did it post to Reels?
I did not post it to Reels.
But you don't post anything to Reels, and sometimes as I'm going through Reels, some of your videos will show up on my Reels.
No idea why.
250,000.
No.
Much higher.
2.2 million.
No.
Higher.
10 million.
No, lower.
We hit 3 million.
Wow.
Like, it's the. And Sam, why?
Because it's dumb and it's quick. And
it's dumb and short. Yep.
It fits into the algorithm. So if you can figure out the cheat code of the algorithm, there are people that run multiple Facebook pages where all they do is a bunch of AI generated nonsense.
Yeah, garbage.
And they'll put like Minecraft parkour video as the video. And
did you say
fake
parkour?
I don't even know what that is.
And Minecraft parkour?
You heard me. And fake Denzel Washington inspirational speech.
Videos, which I love
and
those.
They'll put the audio over that stupid video and they run these accounts and they post these videos once a day and they get so many views that that's their livelihood. There
I
are
love
people
those.
That make $10,000-$15,000 a month doing that.
Say that again?
There are people that make $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
So you
doing
can
that.
You could easily make a comfortable living off of Facebook just posting video.
Scott, women selling mom jeans that will say, "Oh my gosh, these are the most comfortable jeans. These are the best jeans you're ever going to wear." And then I get shoved that content all the time.
Figure out the algorithm, and you can live a very lavish life off of doing nothing.
I don't have time to figure out the. I don't have the bandwidth, Sam. I wish I did.
Let's circle back on that.
Your people call my people.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Before I forget, Dana and Kara Markser will break down Super Bowl 59 on Friday in the way only the two of them can do. News coming up in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.